Then, old dude got kind of philosophical. That was a word he had taught me late one night when we were overgorged with cheeseburgers. "Squeaker," he asked, philosophically, "if a new could be anything else besides a pigeon, what'd it be?" The latest newspaper articles must have turned old dude into a philosopher or something, I figured. I mulled his question over in my mind. "If I could be anything else," I finally answered, puffing up my chest, "I would be an American eagle, king of the sky. I would rule with terror from above, while everything below me shivered in fear." I enthusiastically bobbed my head up and down. A great answer, I thought.
"Dag burn it, you young fool,"
old dude spit out.
"'Tain't no eagle in the world worth a pound of pigeon poop. And after all I done learned you."
Old dude was fuming. We flew on in silence a long way to another rest stop, a small park in the middle of town. There was a tall statue of some big, important man in the middle of the park. We landed on his head. A lot of pigeons had been here before, by the looks of the amount of poop on the statue. Old dude took a poop, too.
"That's what them politicians are good for," he danced and cackled. "Help yourself, Squeaker."
I followed his lead and pooped, too. But my feathers were still ruffled from his earlier reaction, and he was not finished yet.
"'Tain't no eagle ever done nothing for nobody but hisself,"
old dude finally explained to me.
"You know what he's good for, Squeaker? Eating us and rats and skunks, that's what. Just think of your great-great-great-grandpappy and other pigeons like him. 'Tain't no eagle in the world could ever measure up to him."
I had to agree with old dude, and I told him so. Not a single eagle had ever come close to accomplishing what my great-great-great-grandfather had done. He had shown incredible selfishness, uncommon bravery, and a true love for humans.
"Take that stupid old bald eagle," old dude continued. "Them humans made him the national bird. Well, he ain't my national bird. What's he ever done for his country? Nothing, that's what. He just looks fierce and purty, but he's just a selfish old raptor, looking for a frog or a gopher to eat. No sacrifice or nothing on his count. He ain't even smart enough to go to the eating place like we do. No, Squeaker, your great-great-great-grandpappy is my national bird, and he should be the human's national bird, too. And you know what? There ain't a pigeon in the world that'd disagree with me."
"You're right, old dude," I admitted. "I'm happy and proud to be a pigeon like my great-great-great-grandpappy."
"Dang right," old dude agreed, satisfied. "And another thing, we don't eat other birds for a living," he said proudly, right before we took off again. "Unless, and of course, you'd like them chicken nuggets at the eating place."
I had to admit that I loved the chicken nuggets. So I had eaten other birds, too, just like the eagles. What kind of a pigeon did that make me? I must have had a worried look on my face.
"Don't you worry, Squeaker," old dude cackled loudly. "I love 'em, too. Chicken nuggets, dee-double-licious."